And today in Mula Monday, one of the things that we wanted to discuss was many of us are looking at alternative power sources, right? Solar, others would call that photovoltaic, as well as wind and other things, inverters. But in our conversation with respect to Shirley's situation and the city housing project, one of the things that came up in our conversation with David Anand, Agronat, was the fact that it impacts your insurance, right? So you cannot get insurance on a house that hasn't been powered up in a particular way. So what impact would it have if you decided to change to an alternative power source? Wynand van Vieren helps us understand that today. Good morning. How are you doing this morning, Wynand?
Good morning, Rafael. Very nice talking to you.
Likewise. Okay, so many people are trying to find alternative power sources. And I'm curious to know, for example, if something happens to break while I'm using my UPS, or is it a UPS, or if I'm switched over, for example, to inverter power, how does that affect my insurance policy?
So many people are asking the question, you know, here in Gauteng and in Pretoria, we've seen it's not only the load shedding that's creating a problem. There's a few power stations also giving problems here. So many people are installing alternative power sources like mad. And I actually think it's a good thing, you know, to get yourself sufficient even in these times. So what happens, people are now worried. The first thing that I think is very important is you must remember that there must be communication with your insurer. The first reason, therefore, is to make sure that those expensive alternative power supplies are also included in your insured value, because it can be, we've seen these battery inverter systems, it can be a few hundred thousand, that you make sure that is included in your building's cover, so that when something happens, you know, a fire or a flood, as we've seen, there's a total loss, that you know that those items are also part of your cover. But then on the other hand, if damage occurs, we know that a good insurer, like with King Price, you will get your cover if there's power surges and dips on your electronic items, your televisions and everything else in the house. The same with lighting damage, you know. So that is the first exposure that we've seen. People are suffering big losses with item being damaged, with electricity just coming on and off like that. So surely, you know, you must make sure that what you buy and how it's installed is also correct, because the policy will require, the short-term insurance policies in our country, they do require you that the construction must be perfectly done, workmanship must be professional, it must be certified. Then you know that you've got nothing to worry about.
Wynand, how do I make sure of that? One of the things that came up in the voice notes that we got from listeners last week was people saying, ugh, we no longer even get into the solar game because there's so many cheap importers who are bringing anything in from China that is just, you know, it's messy, it breaks down. Where is the, and many of them were calling for some form of regulation or a bar, like what's the bar that I need to use to ascertain what's good and what's not?
Very good question, because there's a lot of those items now available. Everyone knows that in our country there's a big market for it now. So first go and make sure that it's SABS approved. You know, that there's some or another quality assurance or warranty on the item, and there one has to do your homework. If you go and, you know, what's nice is you can go and Google and find out on social media what other experiences were on the specific items. And then if you've made up your mind, then the second and most important aspect is that installer, you can't just go and read the manual and, you know, put that electricity or that alternative power on your house yourself if you're not a qualified electrician. The same with a generator. You know, there's some...
Right.
It's the generator again. On the subject, I also advise people, the same, you don't just go and put gas, you know, and do the gas installation yourself. If you add gas to your house or whatever it's going to be, your new solar geyser, that must be done by a professional person that signed off, that will make sure that, you know, this is your new alternative power source, but it's correctly installed. It doesn't endanger your life in the first place, that it can set the place alight. or burn something else in your house. And then in the second place, they give you a certificate and you know that everything is correctly installed. Then you phone your insurer and you let them know that this is the amount that my insured value must also increase with.
Sounds very important and critical for us to do in order to remain insured, not only for those particular UPSs and other items, but of course everything else in the house, right, gets affected in terms of its value. Wynand van Vieden, thank you so much. Client experience partner at King Price Insurance.